Meditate. Teach a fish to swim. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Meditate. Teach a fish to swim. Do we teach a fish to swim? Do we teach a fish how to go swimming around in the ocean? Do we teach a man to breathe? Do we teach a man to live life happily and harmoniously? Do we teach a person how to drink water? These are things that are so native to our being, so natural to our being, that we don't think a thing about it. But is there a proper way to drink water? Is there a proper way to breathe? All of our life, we've been breathing shallow. We've been breathing not very deep. We haven't really gotten it into our lungs and given ourselves powerful breaths and powerful chests and powerful bodies that come from breathing properly. Fish, do they learn how to swim? Do they learn how to swim in the ocean? Do they learn how to go around and get the most out of it? Well, look at the great variety of fish and the great variety of fishing, swimming talents. Think of the various types and ways of that fish swim, how they swim with their tails, or they swim with their fins, or they swim with their gills, and how they breathe in the water and take the oxygen out of the water and use it for their body, and how they do this, and how some get to be very, very large. Because they breathe deeply, they have learned or trained themselves as a breed of fish to breathe deeply. And because of that, they're able to go great depths into the water. Other fish are shallow fish. They swim at the surface, and they don't swim deep into the water. And if they did, they'd burst their lungs. It all is depending upon how we train ourselves, and how we train ourselves to do. And do we train ourselves to meditate? Yes, we do. Just as a fish learns to swim and improves his swimming ability, as a fish increases his capacity to go at greater depths and get fish at greater depths, so we too learn to meditate. We learn to think deeply about what's going on in our life. We learn to think deeply about how we think, how we do anything. Now, we have taught ourselves to read, to write. We've taught ourselves to do many wonderful things. But the thing that is really quite important for us to learn, we haven't really spent too much time on it. Have we learned to think beneficial thoughts to ourselves and meditate on those beneficial thoughts and bring those beneficial thoughts forward in our life? Well, by accident, we do it many times. By accident, we bring beneficial thoughts into our life many times, and we bring them forward into our experience many times, but not as often as we could and as we really should. When we say to a child, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, and we teach them the story about the little train going over the top of the mountain, and the train kept encouraging itself to go better and better and better. Do we teach the child to say, I am a good sportsman. I am a good sportsman. I am a good soccer player. I'm a good soccer player. Well, we combine that thinking of being a good soccer player with doing it, with getting out there on the field and moving around rapidly and moving around beneficially. Any sport needs a beneficial movement to have the sport be a sport and to have it be carried out. But why do we call it a sport? We call it a sport because it's fun. We call it a sport because it's a joy. And those who really play the sport well are doing it with great joy, great enthusiasm, great love, and they're meditating on it all the time. They're thinking how they can improve their skill, how they can improve their kick, how they can improve their run, how they can improve the use of themselves with the ball. The Boston Globetrotters have been training themselves to do all of the marvelous things they do with basketball. I have done this over the years. But it has become a skill, and it has become a trained activity in their lives, and they do it very well. Now, there are many people on the Boston Globetrotters, and there are many people who are not on the Boston Globetrotters who do the various wonderful things that they do too. They do the fun movements of the ball. They do the fun movements through their legs, over their head, around, and they play with the ball like it's a toy, and it is a toy. They play with it because it's fun, and it is. They meditate on it all the time, and they're always seeing themselves moving that ball where they want it to go and how they want it to do. Seeing themselves doing what they want to do is meditation. We meditate every time we see ourselves accomplishing whatever goal we have for ourselves. We meditate whenever we think our thought and we say, yes, I can do that. Yes, it is so. Psychologists tell us that this is so. And religionists tell us this is so. Great religious thinkers, great philosophers from all ages, all tell us the same thing. And now, even the field of science is opening up so broadly, and they're saying, that's what has happened. That's why these people are geniuses. That's why these people do these things. Everyone is a genius, but everyone doesn't pursue being a genius. Everyone doesn't pursue being a Boston Globetrotter. Everyone doesn't choose to follow the way of all things. They choose to follow the way of certain things which are their genius, apparently. But we can be a genius in all things. We can train ourselves in anything we want to meditate on it and give it the power of our thought and bring it forth as a reality in our life if we choose to. It's no more difficult than that. Fish learn to swim different ways. And fish learn to swim when they're in a fish pond. Fish learn to swim when they're in an ocean, when they're in a river stream. Fish learn to do all sorts of things. You do too. I do too. We learn it by our meditation on these things. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. This beautiful statement is a meditative statement. How we think in our heart. As you meditate in your heart, as you meditate upon any dream you have, as you meditate upon anything that is important to you, you improve your skill in that area, and pretty soon you find out that you had the ability to do it all along, that the thing that you needed the most was to believe in yourself. And the way to believe in yourself is to train yourself in your meditation. And as you train yourself in your meditation, you become more and more skilled, more and more able, more and more capable, more and more fantastic in everything you do. And it's just a matter of doing that. Now, do you want to do that? Do you want to have that be your reality? If you do, then what you do is you train yourself. Now, all of us can train ourselves. All of us can bring forth in our life whatever it is we want to have. And as we bring forth in our life whatever it is we want to have, we bring it forth because it is our joy. And it is our enthusiasm. It is our magnificence. It's what makes us so happy. It makes us feel that we're 10 feet tall, like we like to say. And as we like to say, we're 10 feet tall. What does that mean? It just means that we have accomplished our goal. We have accomplished that choice that we have in our heart. We have accomplished that dream that we have in our being. We have accomplished who and what we are, and we love it. Oh, dear, so we do love it. Yes. And when we love it, what do? When we love it, we apply it. And when we apply it, then what happens to our life? What happens to our life is our life is fulfilled in every beautiful way. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly, I gotta love myself till I die. Can't help loving that being I am. Today, love that being you are. And like the fish gotta swim and the birds gotta fly, you got to be the person that you are. And I love me, and I know you love you. So let's become more skillful by our meditations, by our thoughts, of the dreams that we have for ourselves that we want in our life. because that's who we are. Oh, indeed. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love this guy who I am. Oh, my, I gotta love me. Join me. It's fun. I love you. I love you. I love me.